Welcome back for episode 70 for Saturday, March 21st. Apple releases new MacBook Air and iPad Pro and updates Mac Mini. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder, where you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. We will give you the news you can use in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. This week, Apple released several new products, starting with the MacBook Air, iPad Pro, and updated their Mac Mini. We have a lot to cover in this podcast, so let's get started with the new MacBook Air. Apple Wednesday, March 18th, updated their MacBook Air with faster performance, the new Magic Keyboard, and twice the storage at a new lower price. The new MacBook Air delivers up to 2 times faster CPU performance and up to 80% faster graphics performance, giving customers increased productivity through daily activities. Now starting with 256 gigabytes of storage, the MacBook Air allows customers to store even more movies, photos, and files. Some of its highlighted features include a 13-inch Retina display for vivid images and sharp text, a Touch ID for easy login and secure online purchases, a spacious trackpad, and an all-day battery life combined with the power of macOS Catalina. Apple said it's the best MacBook Air ever made. Tom Boger, Apple's Senior Director of Mac and iPad Product Marketing, said, "From students and consumers buying their first computer to customers looking to upgrade, everyone loves the Mac. They especially love MacBook Air. Today, we're giving it a huge update. With 2 times faster performance, the new Magic Keyboard, double the storage, a new lower price of $999, and an even lower price of $899 for education. With its stunning, thin and light design, brilliant Retina display, all-day battery life, and the power and ease of use of macOS, MacBook Air is the world's best consumer notebook," he finished. Let's now cover some of the features Apple highlighted. First, being faster everyday performance. Offering quad-core processors for the first time, MacBook Air now delivers even more speed across everyday activities, from organizing photos and creating presentations to editing videos. Featuring the latest 10th generation Intel Core processors, up to 1.2 GHz quad-core i7 with Turbo Boost speeds up to 3.8 GHz. MacBook Air delivers up to 2 times faster performance than compared to the previous generations. Next feature we want to highlight is the new Magic Keyboard. MacBook Air now features the new Magic Keyboard, first introduced on the 16-inch MacBook Pro. A redesigned scissor mechanism delivers 1 millimeter of key travel for a comfortable and stable key feel, while the new inverted T arrangement for the arrow keys makes them easier to find without looking down. MacBook Air features a stunning unibody wedge design made from 100% recycled aluminum and comes in 3 finishes, gold, silver, and space gray. The 13-inch Retina display delivers over 4 million pixels in millions of colors, so whether customers are reading an email, enjoying a movie, or editing their photos, text is razor sharp and images are more true to life, said Apple. Now there is double the storage. MacBook Air now starts with 256 gigabytes of storage, double that of previous generations, so customers can store even more movies, photos, and files. And for those who need even more storage capacity, MacBook Air offers up to a 2 terabyte SSD, double the previous maximum storage. There is also built-in security and privacy. MacBook Air comes with Apple T2 security chip, Apple's own custom design, second generation silicon, which checks that software loaded during the boot process has not been tampered with and provides on-the-fly data encryption for everything stored on the SSD. This allows MacBook Air and any Mac with the T2 chip to deliver the most secure boot process and storage of any notebook. The T2 also protects Touch ID information, so whether customers are unlocking their Mac, entering an online password, or making online purchases, their information stays safe. Some minor additional new features, which I'll cover quickly, are a 3-mic array for even more clear voice capture for FaceTime calls with friends and family. That feature is going to come in pretty handy with many of us sheltering in place due to the coronavirus. The second minor new feature is the industry-best Force Touch trackpad for precise cursor control and multi-touch navigation. Number 3 is Thunderbolt 3 ports for data transfer, charging, and video output in a single connector. Number 4 is support for up to a 6K external display, a first for the MacBook Air. And advanced stereo speakers for immersive, wide stereo sound for activities like watching Apple TV Plus content or playing games in Apple Arcade. Let's move on to the second of the announcements. Apple on Wednesday announced its even more advanced iPad Pro. Now with the A12Z Bionic chip, iPad Pro is faster and more powerful than most Windows PC laptops. The new iPad Pro adds an ultra-wide camera, studio-quality mics, and a breakthrough LiDAR scanner that delivers cutting-edge depth-sensing capabilities, opening up more pro workflows and supporting pro photo and video apps. The LiDAR scanner, along with pro cameras, motion sensors, pro performance, pro audio, the stunning liquid retina display, and powerful apps, extends the lead of iPad Pro as the world's best device for augmented reality, said Apple. The new iPad Pro is available on apple.com. As of the date of this podcast, the website may be the only place you can get it because of the coronavirus and the Apple stores being temporarily closed. With iPadOS 13.4, Apple brings trackpad support to iPad, giving customers an all-new way to interact with their iPad. Rather than copying the experience from macOS, trackpad support has been completely reimagined for iPad. As users move their finger across the trackpad, the pointer elegantly transforms to highlight user interface elements. Multi-touch gestures on the trackpad make it fast and easy to navigate the entire system without users even lifting their hand. Apple also introduced the new Magic Keyboard for iPad Pro. With a floating design with smooth angle adjustment, a backlit keyboard and trackpad, the Magic Keyboard will be available for purchase in May. I put a picture of the keyboard on the Mac Minutes website available at macminutes.blubrry.net. Phil Schiller, Apple's Senior Vice President of Worldwide Marketing, said, "The new iPad Pro introduces advanced technologies never before available in mobile computing. Combining the most advanced mobile display with powerful performance, pro cameras, pro audio, the breakthrough LiDAR scanner, and new Magic Keyboard with trackpad, this is another huge leap forward for iPad. There's no other device in the world like the new iPad Pro, and we think our customers are going to love it," finished Schiller. Let's cover some of its top features as well. We will start with the A12Z Bionic chip. Built for the most demanding tasks like editing 4K video or redesigning 3D models, iPad Pro gets another performance boost with the A12Z Bionic chip. The 8-core GPU in the A12Z Bionic, along with the enhanced thermal architecture and tuned performance controllers, gives iPad Pro the highest performance ever in an iPad, said Apple. Combined with the 8-core CPU and the powerful neural engine, which enables next-generation apps, there's no other chip that can offer the incredible performance found in the thin and light design of the iPad Pro. The iPad Pro also has a great battery life, lasting up to 10 hours, faster Wi-Fi connectivity, and gigabit-class LTE that's 60% faster, with support from more LTE bands than any other tablet. Let's now move on to the Pro Display, which is an edge-to-edge liquid retina display in both 11-inch and 12.9-inch sizes. It's the most advanced mobile display, said Apple. Featuring P3 wide color support, it lets customers see photos, videos, apps, and games in vivid, true-to-life detail. ProMotion technology automatically adjusts the display refresh rate up to 120 Hz for ultra-smooth scrolling and responsiveness. And no matter where customers take iPad Pro or how they interact with it, True Tone, high brightness, and an anti-reflective coating deliver the best viewing experience possible on any mobile device, said Apple. The next feature is Pro Cameras. The Pro Camera system on iPad Pro features a 12-megapixel wide camera for capturing stunning photos and 4K video, and now includes a 10-megapixel ultra-wide camera that zooms out to 2x to capture a much wider field of view. Adding a second camera doubles the photo and video possibilities, enabling different perspectives and multi-camera use, a game-changer for creative pros. Onto the new Pro Audio and Studio Quality mics. iPad Pro now features 5 studio quality microphones for capturing super clean audio and the quietest details, and delivers an immersive sound experience for 4-speaker audio that automatically adjusts to any orientation, no matter how it is held. The combination of Pro cameras, Pro audio, and the large display make iPad Pro a versatile mobile studio for creative pros, including filmmakers, video professionals, podcasters, and other content creators. The next feature is the Breakthrough LiDAR Scanner. The Breakthrough LiDAR Scanner enables capabilities never before on any mobile device. The LiDAR scanner measures the distance to surrounding objects up to 5 meters away, works both indoors and outdoors, and operates at the photon level at nanosecond speeds. New depth frameworks in iPadOS combine depth points measured by the LiDAR scanner, data from both cameras and motion sensors, and is enhanced by computer vision algorithms on the A12Z Bionic for a more detailed understanding of a scene. The tight integration of these elements enables a whole new class of AR experiences on iPad Pro. The LiDAR scanner improves the Measure app also, making it faster and easier to automatically calculate someone's height, while helpful vertical and edge guides automatically appear to let users more quickly and accurately measure objects. The Measure app also now comes with ruler view for more granular measurements and allows users to save a list of measurements complete with screenshots for future use. The last of the announcements was the Mac Mini, which was also updated. The standard configurations of Mac Mini now come with double the storage capacity. The $799 configuration now comes standard with 256 gigabytes, while the $1,099 configuration features 512 gigabytes of storage, and every Mac Mini is made from 100% recycled aluminum. That's an overview of the announcements. You can find more about each item at the Apple website. I know I went a little bit long today. I wish everyone the best in the days ahead and hope technology can help make it a little more productive and enjoyable. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes. If you have a question, please get a hold of me and I can answer them in a future episode. The Mac Minutes webpage again is located at macminutes.blubrry.net. I have pictures of all the devices there. Other places are Twitter at minutes_Mac and Facebook at Mac Minutes. I'd urge you to join the Mac Minutes podcast group on Facebook, where I post articles from top tech journalists. People can discuss topics, post articles, special events, and great tech happenings. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Deezer, and many other podcatchers. Join us next week for more Apple news. I hope you have a great week, and we'll see you soon on the Mac Minutes podcast.